Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So James. James is written for Christians communities that are outside the normal area, outside the areas that were considered part of Christendom. James was accepted into the canon in Alexandria in the 3rd century. So it's a later book that was accepted into the canon. Also, Christianity was still ill an illegal religion in the Roman Empire as James is writing this. So both Greek terms and Jewish terms are used to teach. James has many themes, but these themes are through the entire book of James, and we can kind of use them in today's terms. Things like, put your money where your mouth is. Don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Practice what you preach. Be doers of the word, not just hearers. So all of James talks about those themes, things that we need to learn and remember about who it is that we're called to be as followers of Jesus. Put your money where your mouth is. Don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Practice what you preach. Be doers of the word, not just hearers. Care for the vulnerable. What it means to be doers of the word. And yes, to the group that James is writing to, they forgot as well. Just like we forget. They forgot. And what does forgetting look like? Well, forgetting looks like anger, being negative, being unkind, speaking without listening. The people that James are writing to are the same as us. They forget. And so they go to a mirror and they look in it. Oh, this is what I look like. And then when they leave the mirror, they forget who they are. And the other thing that James says is every generous act of giving comes from above. Everything we do that is a generous act of God, generous act comes from God. Things like mercy and advocacy and support and friendship. Things like grace and love and kindness come from God. Everything that we do comes from God. Particularly the generous, kind, caring, doing things that we do to help to be doers of the word, not just hearers. Okay, so I found this video as I was looking about what it means to be a doer of the word. This is from British Columbia.
My name is Jaz Singh, and we're in Surrey, British Columbia, and we're at God's Little Acre Farm. God's Little Acre is a farm that was started 5 years ago, and it's a charity farm. And what we do is we give, and the charity is in the Christian sense, is sharing God's love. The first year, we gave away 62,000 pounds of potatoes. Second year, we moved up to 8 acres, and we gave away another 70,000 pounds of mixed vegetables. Third year, we gave away 200,000 pounds of product. So we gave away 420,000 pounds in the last 4 years, and we gave it away free. There's no qualifying. There's nothing. You just come here, and you say you're hungry, and you need help, and that's what we're here for. Initially, my plan was that it was going to be a place where we grow and give away food, but it's become a lot more than that. We've developed a community, and we're reaching out to people in many ways. There's nobody that's ever been turned away from the farm for free food. Lots of churches come here for their soup kitchens to pick up product, but we don't keep track because we're supposed to give unconditionally.
Jazz and the farm, it's something very important to me. It's big in my heart, so I just volunteer my skills while doing a little bit good for other people.
The first job I had was a deputy sheriff. I did that for 5 years, but there came a day when I qualified as a sharpshooter. It was a perfect shot. And that was the day I decided I was going to quit because I wasn't going to shoot anybody. And after that period is when I was introduced to the church. And from the church, my occupation changed again where I was more on a journey. So I started truck driving. And when I was on the road, I was on a spiritual journey for 2 years. And when my truck broke down, I lost that job and I ended up working at a fertilizer plant. That is when I had the vision that I was going to be a farmer. I'm hoping this farm will inspire people, reconnect them to what we're originally supposed to be doing, and that is working on the land and harvesting food. The plan for the farm is to plant this seed in different communities. And it's not the seed of growing, but it's the seed of inclusion. We want to motivate people to include the people in their community. It's not about starting a Christian project and having the church people working on it. It's about starting a community and redeveloping that whole aspect and bringing people back to God.
Actions must match what we know or say. James encourages us not to just think faith, but to do it. There was a gentleman in my last congregation named John who would constantly say his first wife died of breast cancer when his two children were 4 and 8. He was not part of the church at that time. He was just part of the community. And he joined Mount Olivet the same day that my family and I did with his two children and his second wife. But the one thing that he kept saying, the reason that he came there was they walk the walk as well as talk the talk. Our actions, what we do, shows who we are in the community of faith. How do we walk the walk? Here's some stories. Kathy sent me some of these this week, and they really fit into the sermon. I'm not going to share all of them, but think about how we use our hands, how we walk the walk. Today I was traveling in Kenya, and I met a refugee from Zimbabwe. He said he hadn't eaten anything in over 3 days and looked extremely skinny and unhealthy. Then my friend offered him the rest of the sandwich he was eating. The first thing the man said was, "We can share it." Today, a boy in a wheelchair saw me desperately struggling on crutches with my broken leg and offered to carry my backpack and books for me. He helped me all the way across campus to my class. And as he was leaving, he said, "I hope you feel better soon." Today, in the cutest voice, my 8-year-old daughter asked me to start recycling. I chuckled and asked why. She replied, "So you can help me save the planet." I chuckled again and asked, "And why do you want to save the planet?" "Because that's where I keep all my stuff," she said. Today, when I witnessed a 27-year-old breast cancer patient laughing hysterically at her 2-year-old daughter's antics, I suddenly realized that I need to stop complaining about my life and start celebrating it again. And finally, today, after a 72-hour shift at the fire station, a woman ran up to me at the grocery store and gave me a hug. When I tensed up, she realized I didn't recognize her. She let go with tears of joy in her eyes and the most sincere smile and said, "On 9/11/2001, you carried me out of the World Trade Center." Walking the walk. Simple acts of kindness and love. What do we do that matters? What comes out of our mouth makes a difference. There's an old story, don't know if it's true or not, but there's an old story that talks about a car that has the Christian symbol fish on the back of the car. And this person is speeding and speeding and honking the horns at the lights and everything. And so the police officer finally catches up and stops the person and so the person in the car says, "Well, why are you stopping me?" The reply was, "Well, this car has to be stolen. You have a Christian symbol on the back and you're honking the horn and yelling and screaming and being unkind." Our actions, what we do, speak louder than the words that we share. Remember those things that James talks about? Practice what you preach. Put your money where your mouth is. Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. Be doers of the word. Be slow to anger and quick to listen. James encourages us not to just think faith, but to do it. Small things as bringing in blankets, garbage bags, socks. Small things, helping out an emergency shelter. Small things, opening a door for someone, carrying someone's books, not answering in anger. What we do matters. What comes out of our mouth matters. My challenge to all of us is to be quick to listen, but slow to anger. Be doers, not just hearers of the word. Now maybe Shoebox Sam's story makes a little bit more sense to you. How and what we do in our daily lives are important. Not just here at Grace, but out in the community. My challenge, be doers of the word. Be slow to anger and quick to listen. Practice what you preach. Put your money where your mouth is. Be God's. Let's change the world by being and acting in love and grace for God. Amen.